from President Gerald Ford on actuality. Things are more like they are now than they have ever been. Here's George Bush at the beginning of his presidency when asked whether he was getting advice from his predecessor. Life its own self, as Dan Jenkins said. Life its own self. Figure that one out, Norm. But what it means is I have a lot more to learn from President Reagan. Ron Fairley, the San Francisco Giants broadcaster, on age. Bruce Sutter has been around for a while, and he's pretty old. He's 35 years old. That will give you some idea of how old he is. Here's Lee Wilbur, staff aide on the House Appropriations Transportation Subcommittee, explaining why it was okay for him to accept a free first-class round-trip flight to Spain. Gifts are positively corruptive. Free airfares are harmless, or at least only potentially corruptive. Senator Rudy Boschwitz of Minnesota, in his recommendation for the appointment of Melvin F. Sembler to the post of ambassador to Australia, as quoted in Spy, May of 1990, Sembler was appointed and confirmed shortly thereafter. This is the man who was not only the president of the National Council of Shopping Centers, but the International Council of Shopping Centers in 1986 and traveled around the world. Lester Maddox, the ex-governor of Georgia, on American greatness. That's part of American greatness, is discrimination. Yes, sir. Inequality, I think, breeds freedom and gives a man opportunity. John Wayne, the actor who played mostly cowboys in the movies, on Native Americans. I don't feel we did wrong in taking this great country away from them. There were great numbers of people who needed new land, and the Indians were selfishly trying to keep it for themselves. Alf Landon, in America, during a speech in his presidential campaign against FDR. Wherever I have gone in this country, I have found Americans. Kim Anderson, the mayor of Naples, Florida, on answers. I think we're on the road to coming up with answers that I don't think any of us in total feel we have the answers to. Sura Ruth, a photographer, in a press release about the show of her photographs on the meaning of art. I juxtapose anticipated with anomalous imagery to create visual analogies. Discrepancy and contrast in scale are emphasized as I investigate perception and memory.